This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. I'm very excited. Coming up in about an hour, we will have Patty the Batty Pimblett. He is going to be fighting UFC 314. Marcos is very excited. You very excited, Marcos?
I'm super excited, dude. Look what I got here. I got photos for Leroy. He's going to love this.
Wow.
Look at that, Leroy.
That's him on the right?
That's the same guy. Months apart.
Same guy, dude. Oh, same guy.
Whatever the 16th month of the year is, all the way to second month.
He gets it going outside of camp. But he gets it every time down. Like, I was just watching his training footage from this week. He looks great.
Look at that.
Man. Looks incredible.
Patty the Batty.
That's frightening.
And they go, and the crowd gets crazy because, Patty the Batty. It's really goosey. It's like once the crowd, especially the British crowd.
Is he knocking fools out?
No, he's a submission guy. He's a submission guy.
Can I just tell you, in MMA, I'd rather get knocked out.
He's kind of one of those guys, like,
make you be in so much pain, you got to...
Yeah, he's a very interesting character because, like, he comes in and, yeah, he's not a knockout guy. And then everybody's kind of like, he had one fight where everybody was thought he got like that favorable UFC rub because he was, you know, really big star. They want him to work out. And then his last fight against King Green, like, just choked that dude out. And King Green's no joke. And now he's fighting Michael Chandler, who's a top 10 guy. He's obviously been on the highest of highs, Bellator champion, nearly a UFC champion. So this is his big step up. If he beats Michael Chandler.
Always seems like the fight you go to get your stripes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Yeah, right now he's like kind of, I would say he's like the lightweight gatekeeper. You beat him, then you're off to the races right now.
Seems like in UFC.
Without ever winning the championship himself.
Not at UFC. No, he's won the Bellator championship. He was never UFC. He lost, I think, in two attempts. But they were really good fights. He's very entertaining. But that's the thing. Is like there's never a boring Michael Chandler fight.
It's, you know what the thing I hate about fighting is that we don't want a guy to be good. We want him to be entertaining. And sometimes guys don't get the opportunities because they're boring fighters.
It happens, but, you know, I would say it maybe takes you some more effort if you're not entertaining. If you're not entertaining, you know, if you have nothing that people want to see. Like a guy like Leon Edwards took forever to get the title shot, Bilal Muhammad. That does happen. It does happen. But,
and again, their fights aren't very exciting, I want to tell you.
No, I know. I know. I mean, I like when you tell me who's fighting this weekend, you go, Good fighter.
Happens.
Yep.
You know, Floyd was
like not the most exciting watch. Fights. But there's something to being so good that nobody could hit you that is exciting about his fights.
Right. I think the buildup, like, everybody wanted to see him get knocked down, and he was almost like he was doing it he knew already. He had the cheat code. No one was going to beat him, and they always like, oh, this guy's going to beat you. And it's like, no, he wasn't.
But I tell you what he wouldn't do. Fight Canelo again.
Nope. He got him at the right time. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Heat, they blew out the Hawks last night, 131-109. Davion Mitchell had 20 points in his best Heat performance. And then we had Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, each with 24 points. Big game from Haywood Highsmith as well. Much needed. The first time they've won in that building in a month. Now, they only had one game in February, but still, a month without winning in that building is a long time.
Yeah.
The last time they won was against the Magic in double overtime in January. So, whew, it felt good to see that. They'll be back in action on Friday against the Indiana Pacers. We got the combine going on right now today. Defensive linemen and linebackers workout. I saw the press conference is going on for Travis Hunter, and he has a gazillion media members in front of his podium.
I would imagine so.
He has a lot of people who want to talk to him. I see, too, there's a lot of counter on what people think he's going to be. Like, people are like, oh, no, he's a corner. And then there's others who are like, nah, he's a wide receiver. I think, like,
that's pretty interesting. He runs routes like a cornerback. No.
Is that good or bad? I don't know. That sounds like an insult.
No, not at all. But what I'm saying is that a wide receiver is more technical in their route running, and he gets open, but the technical part of it, he gets away with because of his athletic ability. So when they say he's going to be a better corner, that looks more natural to him, is all I'm saying. Can he have plays where he plays some offense? Absolutely. But if you're looking for, you know, a guy that's going to be consistently getting open on the offensive side of the ball, I would say he would have to get a little more technical with, you know, creating space and coming out of breaks and stuff like that. So that's not a knock on him. It's just that you can tell when a DB is playing wide receiver.
If you wanted to do a little of both, what's easier to be the primo position?
I would say it seems like defensive back comes more natural to him.
And so sprinkle in some wide receiver every now and then?
Correct. You can just, when he's playing on offense, you can tell that he also plays defense just based on how he runs routes. Right. When you see a wide receiver run routes, how they plant their foot and come out of breaks and stuff like that is very technical to that position. And he doesn't necessarily do it that way. And a lot of the stuff that he had success with is go routes, and he has great ball skills.
Yeah, he had some sick catches.
You throw the ball up, he can go get it. And that's, you know, part of the athletic ability that he has. But as far as being technical, you know what I mean? How is he going to – he usually jams people, but he's never really ever been jammed. And now you have compatible guys that play the position like he does on the other side.
Gonna be it's a fascinating draft. It really is. It seems like there's a lot of guys. Because
there's a lot of guys. Here's what it is. There's a lot of positions that are very strong in the draft. There are positions that are trying to make a comeback and running back. And then there's positions of need that people are questioning whether they should be graded that highly. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it brings up a lot of discussions and questions, because keep in mind, 2 months ago, there was no doubt that Cam and Shedeur Sanders were going to be top five picks. And as time has played out, now Abdul Carter, who was never considered a number one 2 months ago, is now all of a sudden the number one pick. Yep. Once a show. Once a show.
He had like a foot thing?
Yeah. He has a fractured foot. They say he's not going to need surgery. So he'll be able to do some stuff.
All right.
I went to college on Cass.
Drew Rosenhaus is his agent. Says the stress reaction is a non-factor to his draft stock.
It isn't. Right. He's not a basketball player. Basketball players and feet. Oof.
Hey, Frog Boy, want to give away those tickets here?
Yeah, let's give away those tickets, dude.
All right, tell them what you got, dude. What's in your bag today?
Two tickets, a pair, to see the Minnesota Timberwolves and Ant-Man come to town. That is March 7th. And I believe
you're gonna get locked up by Davion Mitchell, Ant-Man.
Yeah, that's a Friday.
Locked up, dude.
Yeah.
They don't call him off night for nothing. That means you have an off night, not him. We're back, dude.
We're back. Let's see.
That was a good game, but I'm still nervous.
No lead is safe.
I'm still nervous. Like, they play Friday, and I'm still going to be on the edge of my seat because, I mean, think about this. Of the teams in the top eight,
yep,
have they had the shortest winning streak?
I don't know, but I would imagine. Like, they haven't done what Detroit's doing right now, like, rattling off.
Smokes.
Detroit killed Boston yesterday.
Yeah.
So what number caller, Froggy?
We are going to combine 4 and 5 because those are the numbers at Davion Mitchell Sports.
I like it. So
caller number 9.
Caller number 9. Take a break. Back after this.
Gross.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Talk to UFC star Patty Pimblett around 1 o'clock today, as UFC 314 will be here in a month's time, 2 months' time in April.
When do they come down here? Like a month in advance?
I don't think he's coming. I don't think he is coming that close. I think he said typically he would do 2 weeks, but I think he wants to see a soccer match over there or something like that. I think Liverpool has a big soccer match, so he doesn't want to leave. Which I can understand. Listen, as a follower of the Pinks, now the Pinks would kick Liverpool's ass, but as a follower of the Pinks, you know, you can't just go in and miss the big matches, Leroy.
All right.
The Cats, let's get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the superstar treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Congratulations to Etu Lusteranen and the Lusteranen family.
Aww.
They have a baby girl. He said, this is from Jameson Olive, it's been a crazy 2 days. Really blessed and really excited. Both baby and mom are doing great, healthy and happy. Sophia Lusteranen.
Oh, beautiful. That's Sophie.
Actual baby cats.
Yep, actual baby cats, dude.
That's he's young too, right? 23, 24?
Lusteranen? How old is he? 25? Lundell's the super young
Lundell.
One.
Okay.
I just horribly spelled his name so wrong.
He's 26.
Google was like, who is this?
26. But Lundell's the young one.
Well, no. Isn't Mackie the younger one?
I think. Nah, Mackie and Lundell are the same age. They're both 22. Paul Maurice said,
Mackie looks really young.
Yep. Paul Maurice said on Justin Sordiff's one-game call-up, he said, quote, his overall game says he's a National Hockey League player. Mm. So it's inevitable at some point he'll be a regular. That's some good news.
Sounds like then, some spoke talk right there.
Well,
can I get some run?
in the fairness, the champs are deeper than the Heat right now. So the champs, you know, the young guys got to get her in that time.
Like when the champs say that, you kind of
you can understand.
But when you send your only tall guy to Sioux Falls, I might have some questions.
And he says on Matthew Tkachuk, we don't really need to be in a hurry right now because he's not playing this weekend. But they don't have a final diagnosis on it yet. They're still very murky on this. Hockey's very murky, guys.
Mm. Yep.
Very murky with their injuries. So that is your cat talk. We will take a break. We come back. We play a little Goosies. No Goosies. That's next. Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Still got a pair of tickets to give away to Buckets and Bets before the end of today's program. That's going to be going on at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino March 20th through the 23rd. You guys can watch every buzzer beater and heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets March 20th through the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet as we're transforming the Seminole.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
A Hard Rock Hotel and Casino into an ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. And you guys can sit there. We're going to be doing our shows live there. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting. You guys can get VIP tickets and packages at Ticketmaster.com and get all the info at BucketsandBets.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. And terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. And we'll give away those tickets, a pair of tickets, to get somebody in before the end of today's program. We're scheduled to talk to Patty the Batty Pimblett, UFC star, who's going to be fighting at UFC 314 in Miami coming up in about 20 minutes. But first, play a little Goosies, No Goosies with our favorite silly goose, Frog Boy.
It is I, in the flesh. Guys, ready for topic number one?
Yup.
Yeah. Yup.
We lost somebody, guys. We lost someone, and I'd like to take a moment of silence for NBA Central.
What?
Okay, moment done. NBA Central is dead. The popular parody NBA account no longer, as it went down yesterday. Who's going to dupe us for all our tricks?
I got on numerous occasions.
What?
You've gotten got on a lot of different parody accounts. It's not very
Hey, man. That wasn't it. Wait a minute.
All right.
Is there a reason why I went down?
That was not necessary.
JFig's gotten got to plenty of times.
Not plenty, but and then there was moments where I knew it was fake, but I thought it was really funny, so I sent it anyway.
I don't think so. I think you got caught.
You're just laughing.
You've never gotten got?
No.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
No. Perfect record. I'm David Wells, dude. Perfect game.
Okay.
So why is this? Why did it go away? What's going on?
Right. Good call.
Well, this is why I don't have Goosies, because it seemed like the whole thing was a hoax. It was like the third time that this has happened. And what do you know? A mere 7 minutes ago, we're back.
Oh, get out of here, dude.
Every time. Like, Goosies. Like, that's what they're going to fall for a troll Goosies. Account. They have teams in the NBA. The Heat dedicated their win last night to NBA Central. And I'm like, you know they're going to be back in like a day. Like, this is all wrestling.
Hey. Who runs this account?
Wait a minute. Does this count as Marco's getting got?
I don't know.
I'll take
no, because the whole internet got.
Oh, okay.
I don't have Goosies.
I almost felt bad.
Because I don't like falling and stuff and then Tobin giving me the look of stupidity. Like, you didn't see that? NBA Cento?
It's pretty good. I will admit, I think I got charmed one time.
Charmed.
Nothing wrong.
And basically all somebody has to do is mention a name in a trade and your ass is lit.
Well, I never got during the whole Jimmy Butler thing because I had everybody on notification. So if I didn't get a notification, I knew it wasn't real. If I'm just looking at my Twitter, I'm like, I didn't get a notification about that. That's fake. So no Goosies.
But did anybody think Jimmy Butler was going to end up with the Warriors the way that thing started? It started off, nobody wants him in Golden State.
That's what the word was.
Right.
That's what the word was.
Now everybody's kumbaya.
Best friends. And 6-1. But no Goosies for Central. You're back. What else you got, Marcos?
Liars, dude. I feel lied to about that one. Mike McDaniel. That's some good
news.
He's
the Dolphins head coach.
Indeed. And as the head coach, he says that he has a better plan to fix the struggling offense. This is via Pro Football Talk. Do you want to hear Mike McDaniel's plan, gentlemen, and Figgy?
Yeah. I'll hear his plan.
Let's hear it. Figgy doesn't seem convinced. She doesn't seem like she wants to hear it very much.
I don't.
Unique about this offseason is every year that I've been a head coach here, I've had to extrapolate, like, how are people going to defend us?
Yeah.
And now there was enough commonality and consistency through all the different schemes that this is the first offseason that you can kind of attack the tape.
This is how they defend the speed motion or whatever.
And just having there's more uniformity with how people are defending things. Like how they're zoning stuff off, how they're getting out of stuff.
Yep.
Defenses are checking based upon formations to. Yep. So all these things, what was unique about this year, the year before, you didn't totally know what you were going to see. I think we have a better vision of what that is.
There's some truth to that, but here's where I say no Goosies. Because earlier in the offseason, he talked about how he tried so hard to get the ball out of Tua's hands, there were no downfield stuff, right? So he said that was part of the problem. Now he's saying it's the way the defenses were playing him. So make up your mind.
He lost me at extrapolate. Too big of a word.
Yes. No boosies. I agree. Same.
No boosies.
It's a big word.
What about you, Froggy?
What'd he say?
It's a big word for me, dog.
Somebody extrapolate? I don't know what that means.
What else you got?
No, it's going to be hard for me to get goosies via Mike McDaniel until some football is played, dude, because it's just a lot of mumbo jumbo.
I always tell Tobin this. The things you hear around draft time in the off season, it don't matter because ain't nobody playing no damn football.
Well, that doesn't mean there's not action in the streets, Leroy. And that is according to our boy Adam Schefter, who got wind of this Ian Rappaport versus Jordan Schultz beef and tweeted out, head on a swivel, with a picture of a Starbucks cup.
That's goosies. Come on, dude. That's funny.
Hey, there's nothing better than basically, here's what Adam Schefter is saying. Pay attention to them. Glad it's not me. That's it. That's all he's saying. But it's hilarious. I got the goosies because I love the way people sit back and watch the carnage of two other people going at it.
Goosies.
And this guy.
What?
This guy.
Oh, sorry, it was clearing my throat. Then you sit back there and you watch your rivals fight. It's hilarious.
Right. Exactly.
What about you, Jennifer?
I would have more goosies if I had some video footage.
Of the fight?
And audio.
Of
the fight?
Yeah.
I'm surprised nobody does. I'm surprised.
Yeah,
you know, like, you know, Jay Glazer probably got some side, is going to get that CCTV.
I'd be sitting in the corner like.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're telling me Jay Glazer can get Spygate, but you can't get me the Starbucks in Indianapolis surveillance footage.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Skeptical of that. TMZ is going to pay a
book. Could you imagine you just getting a morning cup of Joe
with a show?
And then some guy just comes over at you with some beef. Like, I'm like, man, I ain't got time for that. Get on with
it. It's too early. Let me drink my coffee first, and then we'll talk.
Oh, I'm watching the tape.
I would tell people, I say, hey, you could come over here. But when I get to that point, all bets are off. So
that's right.
You come at your own peril.
What about you, Marcos?
I got the goosies for him making fun of it, but I agree with you guys. I want the tape. Release the tape!
Goosies.
Jeez. Wow.
Got time for one
nothing
more?
There's nothing better than two people going at it that ain't gonna fight.
Get out of my face.
Right? Because you know that if that was like in the MMA world,
it's probably very
if that was
also.
In like two football players, right? It would have been like
it's on
some action.
Swinging helmets.
Two media guys fighting over a story. That in itself is ridiculous.
Oh,
while
man.
Holding a Starbucks coffee.
Give us one more, Frog Boy.
Final item on the docket today. Travis Kelce says that he listens to Taylor Swift's music and gets depressed. I mean, when he's depressed.
Whoa.
I apologize. Listens to Taylor Swift's music when he's depressed. I apologize. What do you guys think of that, huh? Kelce?
I think it's goosies.
All right. Figgy.
Wow.
It's okay. Goosies.
No,
because you're leaving things out because he says there's a song for everything.
Oh,
there, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I think he did mention that.
So he says he likes to find himself in the darkness and then, you know.
Listen to Taylor Swift. Yeah,
really?
For sure.
Isn't it amazing?
When I'm sad, I listen to sad music.
Mm.
And then I get out of it. And it's great.
Isn't it amazing that I listen to a lot of music and the beat and the music catches me and then it bops and then I go from there, right? I ain't trying to get no spiritual meaning or nothing like that out of the damn music. It's entertainment. No. So now all of a sudden everybody's like,
When I'm not,
it's not all of
good.
A sudden Leroy, okay?
I'm not feeling good. I can just turn on Taylor Swift and feel better. Right? No!
Why are you mocking us?
It's in,
why are you mocking
entertainment.
Us?
Entertainment means that when I listen to the music, I'm being entertained and like, yeah.
Minus one.
You've never listened to something that no music's ever given you the feels?
Wow. No soul. I thought I did.
Yeah! One song! Hmm? And when I tell you the song,
and that's why he's angry and doesn't like it.
No.
He has no.
When I tell you the song, you're gonna know the underlying Rihanna.
That's the only time. Let me get this straight. The only time music has ever, the only time music has ever moved you is Black Panther 2.
Yeah, because all the other times I'm listening to upbeat, I want to feel.
You've never listened. Never. You've never felt a little melancholy?
Do you have nothing to be sad about?
Let me think. After further thinking and going over stuff, hell no!
I don't like being
by
you.
Come on!
What a twist.
Hey, ain't nobody saying when...
Well, have you ever been in a bad mood?
I'm depressed down, I listen, I turn on the Chronic.
And it's never made you feel better?
I mean, no, I'm like, I turn on music to feel good. It's not like I'm feeling depressed and I say, oh, I better turn on some music so I can feel better.
I mean, like, all right, but like, so like, what do you listen? You listen to like jock jams and that's it?
Crazy that people listen to music to get through things in life and you're just disregarding everything.
I listen to all music.
Sometimes
if I'm in like a mellow mood, I'll listen to, you know, mellower music. Like I'll turn on some Jelly Roll or turn on some who's my other guy.
And you don't get goosies when you listen to Jelly Roll, who has gone through so much in his life.
Half of Jelly Roll's music makes you want to jump out a window. What are you talking about?
Not me. Yeah.
I am not okay. I barely want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
It's like the lyrics would make you want to slit your wrists. What are you talking about?
Not me. I do sing along. I was like, I'm just like,
okay,
yeah,
Leroy.
His number one hit right now is about a woman cheating on him. I am nothing but a liar. Leroy's like, I actually feel good.
This is a hit.
What a scoundrel that lady was. What a wench.
I'm listening to, I listen to music like that. I'm like, that boy can sing.
Nothing
right?
compares to Yanni.
Nothing compares to Yanni.
Nothing compares to Yanni.
Did you listen to Yanni? Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Oh.
You know what?
No, see,
I feel played now. You don't listen to Yanni.
Don't question my music and my music taste or takes, right? Like,
you just
everybody do music the way they want to do it. Okay? I just said, I don't have the goosies for somebody who say, oh, when I'm down, I just turn on some Taylor Swift. No. It just so happens y'all in a relationship.
That's not true, because even before they were in a relationship, he was a fan of her and her music.
Oh no, I'm a fan of Taylor Swift too.
Gotta play the long game, JK.
When I'm feeling bad, I'm not going to Taylor Swift for
I don't even want to talk about this anymore, because you're bothering me with your responses.
We gotta take a break. We'll take a break.
I'm gonna go listen to Taylor Swift now.
No, I'm not listening to advice from a guy who listens to for love music from Drake.
The number
now you're
one.
Lashing out.
It's number one arm.
He's lashing out. We got to go to break. Back after this.
Crazy, dude.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.